Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God, born of His I've been washed in His blood. Perfect submission. And blessed, I'm watching and waiting. I'm looking above, filled with His good. Lost in His love. This is my praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is Savior.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my just how you came to love me so. You look beyond my faults and saw. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how we came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw. Heal!
great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou change
just a close walk with thee. Yes, Lord. Oh, grant it, Jesus, it's my plea. Well, daily walk close to thee. Close to thee. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Well, I'll be satisfied as long. As I was, dear Lord, close to Thee. Oh, just a closer walk with Thee. Daily walk close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. You know it's just a closer walk. Granted, Jesus, here's my plea. Daily walk close to Thee. I have found, as I have journeyed through this long dark night of life, seeming sometimes that I was out on the open sea. By faith alone, sight unknown, And yet somehow I knew his eyes were watching me. That sometimes I could even hold them in my hands. But I never knew that those dreams could slip right through like they were only tiny grains of sand. Anchor hold, though the ship is bad. As I face this raging sea, the anchor holds, despite the storm. Now I've been young. I'm older now, yes. There has even been some beauty that these eyes have seen. But it was in the night that I faced the storm. Storms of life, but that's where God proved his love, proved it to me, yes he did. The anchor holds, yes it does, the ship be battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas. Oh, yes. Anchor hold, despite the storm. knees as I face those raging seas. The anchor holds. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Despite the storm. Thank God I have found the anchor. The anchor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father. I greet you in the name of the Son, and I greet you in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We bless his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We bless your name, O God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we adore you. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you that we have homes to live in, O God, shelter. Thank you for clothing. Thank you for food. Thank you for water. Thank you, Lord, for the simple things in life. We said thank you. Lord, we could go to the bathroom. O God, we could clean our teeth. We could take our bath by ourselves. We did not need things, O God. It is only by your grace, O God. Only by your grace. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We do not take these things for granted. We come to thy throne of grace and we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we bless your name. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. It is the will of God in Christ concerning us. It is a commandment to say thank you. Oh, Father, we don't say thank you just from lip service. We say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate you, Jesus. We love you, O God. We reverence you, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we come to the throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy, O God. Your mercy on you every morning. Father, we ask you to have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Father God, forgive us, O God. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of sins that we have done, O God. In the name of Jesus, in thoughts, in words, in deeds, O God. Lord, forgive us. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Ring down your mercy. We pray for mercy for our husbands and wives. We pray for mercy for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy for our siblings, O God. Mercy for our nieces and our nephews, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, 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 O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your mercy, your mercies. And you every morning, hallelujah, forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, God, we come to the throne of grace this morning. We do not take your grace for granted. Must we continue in sin for grace to abound? No, O God. No, O God. So we thank you for your grace, O God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bless you that when the Holy Ghost convict us of sin, Father God, we will come into submission, bow down to you and ask you for mercy. And we will not go on doing what we want to do, how we want to do it, oh God. Your ways are better than our ways. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your name. We adore you. Father, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we soak our husbands and wives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren and great-grand in the blood of Jesus, O God. We soak our siblings in the blood of Jesus. We soak our nieces and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak for us. We soak our dwelling place in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children's dwelling place, our spouses, our wombs in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, our grandchildren's dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Our children's dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, our workplaces in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak, oh God, our cars, our transportation, mode of transportation, whether it be by bus, our personal transportation, plane, train, whatever mode, buses, we use it for transportation, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood of Jesus heal us. Let the blood of Jesus heal us, oh, God. Let the blood of Jesus deliver us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood, oh, God. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses, our husbands, our wives, our children, our grandchildren. We put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, oh God. The armor on each and every one of us, oh God. Another sound of our voice, oh God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the armor. We thank you for the armor of God, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, oh God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory and the glory and the glory within us, oh God. We ask you, O God, for fresh oil, fresh anointing, O God. Not the anointing from yesterday, not the anointing from last night, not the anointing, O God, but we want fresh oil. We want fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. Oh, God, we praise your name. We thank you for the refreshing in Christ Jesus. Oh, Father God, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God. Father God, as we walk with you, oh, God, you are God, oh, God. You are an awesome God. You are a wonderful God. We love you, Jesus. You are the CEO, the creator of the universe. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the lamp, oh God. Lord, you are the beginning and the end, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Most importantly, we thank you for Jesus' blood. We thank you for salvation, oh God. We thank you for salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you said you will make all things new. We thank you, oh God, for this is a new day, oh God. And so, Father God, we pray that everything that you have ordained and for us to do this day, oh God, let it come into fruition in the name of Jesus. All your plans, oh God, that you've made for us, oh God, to do this day, oh God, we pray for grace, oh God, to empower us to do what you want us to do, what you have placed on your calendar for us to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we call forth the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the heat, to the voice of God, the earth to hear the voice of God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, so assist us to do what you've called us to do, oh God. Let the earth hear the voice of Almighty God. Oh, the voice of God, to assist us in all that God has called us to do. In the name of Jesus, to fulfill our purpose and our destinies. In the name of Jesus, and we cancel every satanic plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, noon and unknown. Oh God, every calendar the enemy has a plan and has agenda they have for us, we cancel to the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we cancel those plans to the blood of Jesus. The earth will only hear and respond to the voice of the Most High God, Almighty God, who created the earth, who created the heavens, who created the universe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you this morning to dispatch your holy angels to assist us to do your biddings, oh God. We need your holy angels to assist us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, guide us and protect us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your holy angels assist us to do your biddings. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for strength. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, oh God. We need your strength. We need your strength. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us, oh God. We need healing, oh God. Heal us, oh God. We need to be delivered, oh God. Set us free, oh God. In the name of Jesus, break us loose from every entanglement, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let us be connected to the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, oh God. Let us follow the leading and the voice of the Father, the voice of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to be all that you call us. And Father, we thank you for your supernatural favor. We thank you for shielding us with your favor in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for opening doors that no man can shut, and shutting the doors of evil that no man can open. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God. We drink, oh, God, from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Oh, Father God, we eat manna, oh, God. This morning, we eat manna from heaven, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we are supernaturally fed and nourished by you, Almighty God. Without God, we cannot make it. Without God, we cannot do anything. We are totally, completely dependent on you. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that is the 21st day, oh God, of this fasting and praying, oh God. And so, Father, as we approach this 21 day, oh God, oh Father God, let us be thoroughly and cleansed, oh God. Let us be sanctified, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Increase our love, our faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to love as you've loved us. Teach us how to forgive as you've forgiven us, oh God. Teach us how to walk in humility and compassion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, embrace us, oh God. We speak peace, oh God. Peace be still, oh God. Peace be still in every area of our life. The peace of Jesus Christ that surpasses of all understanding. We speak peace in every atmosphere. Oh, God, that we go to today. Peace, 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 oh, God. Let there be peace of our children. Peace of our grandchildren in our wombs. Oh, God, we say peace, oh, God. Release your peace, oh, God. Release your peace, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, your supernatural peace, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, release joy, unspeakable joy. Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Release your joy, oh, God. Let us walk in your peace. Let us walk in your joy. Let us walk in your unspeakable joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God, we thank you, O God. We thank you because the joy of Almighty God is our strength. O God, the light are falling unto us in pleasant places, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, daily load us with benefits, O God. Daily load us with benefits, O God. Oh, God, daily load us with benefits. We thank you, O God, for the anointing to flourish, for the anointing to excel, O God. Oh, Father God, the anointing to flourish, the anointing to excel, O God. There, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, the anointing to flourish, O God, the anointing to excel, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the grace to overcome temptation, grace to overcome sin, oh, God. Oh, Father God, grace to be obedient, oh, God. Grace to love the unlovable, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, grace to be loving, grace to be kind, grace to be sensitive to others, oh, God. Grace to treat others as we would want to be treated, oh God. Oh, we give us grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we need your grace, oh God. We need your grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And so, Lord, we think, and let the Holy Ghost increase. Let the Holy Spirit take preeminence in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we bless you. Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Let us drink honey out of the rock. Let us drink, oh, honey out of the rock, oh God. You are the rock. You are the rock of our salvation. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We honor you, O God. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We come against, O God. O Father God, premature death in the name of Jesus. We come against premature death who will live to declare your goodness in the land of the living. Father God, who will complete our divine assignment in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for our children will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. Our grandchildren will live. Oh God, we pray even as these kids go to school, you protect them on the buses, oh God. We ask you to send your angels to be with our children, to guide them and protect them, oh God. We cover the children in the blood of Jesus as they go to school. The grandchildren take the buses covered, oh God. Keep their classrooms covered. Keep their schools covered. Keep their buses covered, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We put a hedge of protection around our children. Put a hedge of protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. And we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you just joining. You just gave me another 10 minutes of your time. Bear with me for a few minutes. I got a word, hallelujah, from the Lord for you this morning. Just bear with me. Give me 10 minutes of your time.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, we are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Oh, live inside of me.
Hallelujah. The Lord took me, good morning to those that just joined, and the Lord took me to the book of Daniel this morning, and I'm not going to keep you long. And it's Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. If I ask everyone here right now, do you love Jesus? Do you love the Father? Do you love the Son? Do you love the Holy Spirit? I believe we all will say yes. Oh, yes. Oh, how I love Jesus. I love Almighty God. I love the Holy Spirit. And I know that we will say yes. Hallelujah. But the Lord said to love him, we must be obedient to him. And God has given us the grace to be obedient. He will not just ask us to do these things without the grace. But he said to love him is to be obedient. So we look at Daniel chapter 1. And I will be brief with this. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, unto his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king respect unto Asenath, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seeds and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding, signs such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, with whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. One of the things I want you to look at in verse 4, and I pray that even if you don't have time this right now, but write the scripture down, Daniel chapter 1. Okay? I want you to write this scripture down. We know that Nebuchadnezzar is a Babylonian king. We know that the children of Israel were taken into captivity. Hallelujah. Into captivity. As you read the Bible, so we know. So now what this Babylonian king said is enough. What I want you to always understand, the enemy always, all of you have kids or grandkids, or if you don't have kids, you got nieces and nephews, or you know some children, you know, whatever. There's some children in your family. If you don't have children, you don't have grandchildren. But the enemy always wants your best. You see Nebuchadnezzar? You see what he wants? What he told his eunuchs that these are the children of Israel that are in captivity. He didn't ask for the worst. He asked, he said, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored and skillful in all wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. And cunning in knowledge and understanding signs. And such had ability to them to stand in a king's palace, where whom he they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Look, taking the best children, Nebuchadnezzar wants to take the best, the cream of the crop, and he wants them to come in the king's palace and learn. You see, so I would take your best, the best, and then take them. It's to teach them, you see, teach them the tongue of the, so they can learn their child, learn another way, which is not the way of God. That's why God keep telling us to pray for children. Keep telling us to pray for children. Because the enemy, that's what he wants to do, take the best child. He comes, he speaks. If you notice, a lot of people don't realize it, but the children, the thing that the children that give you, the jumping up and down children, and all those children are smart. But people do not look at their intellect. They look at the physical part of the children instead of the intellect. They don't look at the wisdom of the children. They look at, because some of these children, they get bored. And when they're bored, they get into things that they're not supposed to get into. That's why their minds have to be stimulated all the time, not by watching TV. You need to sit with these children, help cover. If you think I'm joking, sit down with your grandchild and just keep a conversation. Call them and see. Keep a conversation. You will see what's on that child's mind. You will be shocked that the intelligence your grandchild has or your child has. You will be very shocked the wisdom and the intelligence that they have. So you do not just dismiss these children. Who am I speaking to this morning? Do dismiss your grandchildren. Do dismiss them when you see them hyper. Oh, no. Do not dismiss them. Sit them down. You can keep an intelligent conversation with these children, sometimes even for 3 years old. do it. You'll be surprised what they say. You'll be surprised the wisdom that they have. But we need to engage. God is still telling you, parents, grandparents, engage with your grandchildren. Keep an intelligent conversation with them. Instead of them sitting watching TV or not TV, I'm playing that game stuff they like. Engage with them. Not engaging in an authoritative and disciplinary way, as engage with them in the intelligence these children have. You'll be surprised. And I'm not against Caucasians. I love all people. In fact, believe it or not, when it comes to ministry, I am ministry, the Caucasians, 100% always, they always back this ministry. They uphold this for years. They believe the hand of God on my life more than even any other race, more than the African American. I'm not even going to my own people, because your own people will not receive your anointing, but the Caucasians, the African Americans, even people, even West African, that some of those leaders or pastors, they believe the hand of God upon my life. What am I saying to you? You see what the Caucasians do? Those Caucasians, have you seen how they talk to their children? Do you think they do? They talk to the children very, very intelligently. They engage the mind. This is what the enemy wants from our children, our grandchildren. They want their minds, because if they can mess with their minds, then they will mess. And then your mind is your soul, your intellect, the ones that make you make a right and wrong decision. Before the enemy get to your grandchildren mind, in your children's mind, you better get to that mind first. You get to that mind and you begin to speak into the child, listen to that child, speak to that child, pray with that child. Let me tell you, when I tell my grandchildren, sometimes I test them to pray. I say, okay, you pray before we go to school. We always pray. And when I hear them praying, And if not that I would tell them how to pray, they listen to how I pray, and I yell and pray, and I say, why are you saying that? Why are you telling God thank you? They will be able to break it down because they've heard it repeatedly and repeatedly. Am I saying the best, the mischievous thing? They do all kinds of stuff. But what I'm saying to you, at least I'm trying to engage their mind with the word of God. Engage your children's mind with the word of God. Amen. Let it be a seed planted in them. Let it be a seed. Don't give up. The enemy, verse 4, Daniel 1, verse, what Nebuchadnezzar wanted the best. He wants the best. And then he wants them to learn the language. But when you engage these children, and you see, and this is when, and then let's look at 5. I will let you go, but I want you to think about this thing, because we're coming back at the end of the day. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them. 3 years, you see, giving them. You see, when the devil comes to take our children, they gave them, they filled their eyes with so many things. Think about the little children. They go to the elementary school children about telling them to sell drugs, and middle school children, and telling them, oh, I will buy you this, I will buy you that. The enemy know how to attack. Now among these one of the children of Judah, You see, what did he go to? Who is the tribe that Jesus come from? The children of Judah. I told you the enemy like the cream of the crop. And Daniel is in there. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these are there. They're in there. Verse 6. And they give these children, this the one to eat at the king's table, and eat things, so the king meat that will nourish them. That would it do. Look, I don't even have time for this morning. I just want you all to know the trick, what it do to these kids. And you take this revelation and turn it to this day, what it do with the children. But I see their minds with that those crazy computer games. Have you sat down to see some of these computer games? Teams? Sometimes you look at it and you see where they're playing. You see what they're looking at on the internet, and some of the children, you see it, they've committed suicide because they got some of these crazy things. The devil gets to want our children's minds. And if we don't engage their minds with the word of God, I'm telling you, they will be destroyed. Engage. Look, you grandmothers, grandfathers, engage the children's minds with the word of God. Let that seed be there. Let seed be there. Let seed be there. And I pray that your sons and daughters will allow you to do it. Engage their mind with the word of their mind, with the word of God. Engage your children's mind with the word of God. Keep a conversation with them. Let them see. Let them know. When you start with the word of God first, you teach them how to pray. You start with the word. Then you start with engaging their minds with other stuff, and you begin to talk to them. Keep a friendly conversation with them. And you'll be surprised. And I want you to pick the worst grandchild you have, the one who jump up and down, do everything and give you a hard time. That's the one you beat. If you pick that one that gave you the most, you will find out that child is very intelligent. Of my three kids, the most intelligent of my three kids is my son, Ricky. Very intelligent. Very brilliant when he was a child, always the top of his class. Very intelligent, smart. My grandfather used to love to listen to him talk. Which was his great grandparents. His great grandparents loved to, when he was 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. They loved to engage him and thank God they prayed for him. They said this child is smart. Not that my other kids wasn't smart, but they are smart, Crystal and Al, the two. But Ricky had that intellect more than they. He got that wisdom and intellect, and everybody started paying attention to it. But who did the enemy go for? He went for him. At least you planted the seed. I planted the seed. Engage his mind. I planted the seed. And it will surely come into fruition. What I'm saying to you, parents, and tell your children, engage the mind. This afternoon when we come, we'll finish up. But think about it. When you engage the mind, you know, the Bible tells us that Daniel refused to eat that food because his mind was already engaged. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, We bless you. And we praise you. And we worship you. Thank you for your word this morning. Give us grace to speak to these children. Your word. Help us. Cover our children with your blood. The minds, the souls, the bodies, the intellect. In the name of Jesus. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. We cover them, our children, in the blood of Jesus, our children, our grandchildren. We cancel every plan of the enemy against their lives and destiny. We cover their minds, their thought life with the blood of Jesus. And every seed, Lord, we have planted through your word or through your godly wisdom, O God. Let it germinate, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. And we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Read Daniel 1, and then we'll come back at 2:30, and I will just break it down again. But engage the minds of your children, your great-grand, your grand-nephew, your grand-niece with the word of God. God bless you.